Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Madam Clerk, I rise to nominate the gentleman from California, Mr. Kevin McCarthy, for Speaker of the House.
The gentleman is recognized.
House Republicans opening a second day of the new Congress with no apparent off-ramp from the political chaos as the GOP's Kevin McCarthy hangs on to hopes of becoming the new Speaker in a fourth round of voting underway now.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The president says the failure of House Republicans to choose a Speaker is not his problem, but it is a problem for the country.
The rest of the world's looking.
Mr. Biden tells reporters it's embarrassing, not a good look.
And McCarthy appears to be losing this latest round of voting with a fifth vote now expected. A brutal storm set to pummel the California coast, and the National Weather Service is warning of widespread flooding, mudslides, massive power outages, and potential loss of human life. Fire engineer Alex Rodriguez says there are extra patrols on duty in the south.
Just in case something does happen in our areas, all our squads, our paramedic squads, are equipped, so we're ready for swift water rescue all throughout LA County.
The system could drop 10 or more inches of rain in Northern California. Airline flights are already being diverted. An update on Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who was hit in the chest during a tackle Monday night in Cincinnati. His uncle, Dorian Glenn, tells the NFL Network.
They got him on a ventilator. They're trying to get him to breathe on his own. He's still in the ICU. They have him sedated.
Still no word from the NFL on whether the suspended game against the Bengals will be rescheduled. Bills slated to resume practice tomorrow ahead of a home game against the Patriots Sunday. Officials say the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in November has left a jail in Pennsylvania. It could mean Brian Koberger is headed west to face first-degree murder charges. The head of the World Health Organization is hopeful about COVID, Ted Ghebreyesus, with a new assessment.
COVID-19 will no doubt still be a major topic of discussion, but I believe and hope that with the right efforts, this will be the year the public health emergency officially ends.
Russia now blaming its own soldiers for a devastating hit in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region this week. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The Russians now say the death toll is near 90. The Ukrainians have said it was much higher. The Russian military now also says unauthorized use of cell phones by Russian soldiers led to the attack. Ukrainian forces fired rockets from a U.S.-provided HIMARS system at a building where they were being housed.
The Dow is up 113 points in midday trading. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and even timeshares. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For over 15 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to get your debt resolved for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, January 5th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. The Operations Committee meeting, originally scheduled for January 2nd, will be held Thursday, January 5th at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse in Room 114. The Planning and Zoning Department is holding a special meeting at 9:30 a.m. by teleconference to have a general discussion on upcoming broadband grant opportunities. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. in the Portage County Annex, Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 35. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows around 30. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. High of 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Decide to have babies, and my wife and I, we've discussed this, and we agree we are not ready for a baby, not even close. Incidentally, we do have a baby. We're not ready for it, but we do have one. It's one of those little girl ones. Have you seen these things? Oh, they are cute. Well, ours is cute. Some of them are, oh. I've seen some duds. But no, we got a cute one. Her name is Edie, and in 2 weeks, she will be 78 weeks old. And she looks just like my wife, like exactly. And my wife likes to joke around that I'm not actually the father, and we laugh. Oh, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, never gets old either. Yeah.
That is the comedy renderings of Mr. Johnny Beaner, who is here with us on the phone. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
That was really funny. Wow. It's almost like you do this professionally.
Oh my gosh, when it ended, I just wanted to keep listening.
Well, Mr. Johnny Beaner started his comedy career in Milwaukee, and he's appeared as the last stand-up comic, and he debuted on The Late Show with David Letterman. And you have a bunch of other credits that I could list all of them off, but I think I'd rather have you tell us about how you got into comedy, how it's going, and where we can see you next.
Thank you. It is lovely to be here. I thought you were going to say he has a long list of credits, but I'll let him just read them off.
Oh, yeah, well, you can do that, too, if you have your bio in front of you.
No. That's not. No, the important thing is that I will be at the Laughing Tap this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 show each night. That's the important thing that I want people to know about.
Well, we will certainly promote that. But so I always think it's interesting because you started in Milwaukee, and like I think people don't always think about Milwaukee's. That's not always the first thing that comes to mind. You're like, oh, I'm going to be a stand-up. I have to be in New York. I have to be in L.A. But what was it like getting started in Milwaukee as far as, because I'm assuming you started before the Laughing Tap was around, since I know for sure that only opened in 2020, and you've been doing it for a little bit longer than that.
Yes. Well, I've known Greg for quite a while. Yeah. But I started out in I started doing comedy, like stand-up in New York was the first time I did it in 1999. And then I did it while I was in college at Marquette in Milwaukee. And then after I graduated, I, you know, kind of joined into the Milwaukee comic scene, which was a little smaller, I guess, than it is today. There was kind of just the Steakhouse and Comedy Cafe is pretty much all there was. But then we had, you know, a tight group of comics, and that's kind of where I kind of, you know, got my chops and figured it out and started traveling around kind of extended my circle slowly that way. But and now, you know, Milwaukee's got a great scene. There's lots of different venues. I mean, there's a lot going on that, you know, that I'm unaware of. I, you know, as I moved to LA for years, and I've just been doing it full time. So, but it's a very supportive community, and any shows I get on in the Milwaukee area, you know, are great. But it's been a long journey. It's funny with comedians, like, you know, people ask how long you've been doing it, and when you start, you kind of want to say you've been doing it longer, and then once you've been doing it as long as I have, you feel like, ooh, I should probably make my numbers seem lower. So it's like, wow, you've been doing it that long?
It's just like age in general, right? It's like when you're 17, you're lying about being 19, or even 21, and then you're like 36, you're like, I'm 32?
Yeah, it's when,
yeah, exactly.
When someone asks you, how long have you been doing it? You get to sit there and go, it's been, oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my God. What have I done with my life? Thanks for the wake-up call.
I've made all the wrong decisions. So one of the things, you know, you mentioned that you're going to be at the Laughing Tap this Friday and Saturday. Tickets still available. LaughingTap.com. Go and grab your tickets before they're gone for good. You're going to be recording an album there. And
yes.
So one of the things I wanted to talk to you today about was the fact that, you know, you're not, like a lot of people know nowadays, comics go on the road, they work on material, they hammer it out on open mics, and they get on the road, and then they eventually record a special or record a record, and they release it, and then they burn that material, work on it. You're doing something different, something that comics are actually starting to do now because of something happened with Spotify. You are re-recording your first record.
Yes, it'll be a little different than the first record because there's some stuff. I mean, that first record called Tiny Wiener, you can still get it on iTunes. But yes, it got pulled from Spotify and from satellite radio, and you know, a lot of touring comedians, a lot of their passive income is just royalties from their material being played on satellite radio, And then there's a company that was trying to get comedians more pay for the writing of their joke, not just the recording and the playing of that recording. And it sort of backfired. And I mean, it was all good intentions, but in the current state of where we're at now, a lot of comedians had their material pulled from Spotify, Pandora, and satellite radio, just because those platforms were like, well, we would, you know, right now we don't want to pay out extra, and there's just other just lawsuits going on that I don't really know the full details of. So anyways, but a way around that is to re-record material and resubmit it. So this is going to be kind of me trying to get my material from that first album back on the air, but a lot of the material, you know, some of the material, I should say, is not necessarily relevant or cutting edge anymore. I'm talking about GPSs and stuff. So that, all that stuff, and, you know, and dating my wife and stuff like that, or being recently married. Yeah, exactly. So that stuff kind of, I pulled that out, and a lot of the material that I did on the record, you know, got stronger after the recording.
Yeah.
You know, when I would still do it. So there's new tags, there's new stuff, but then there's also new bits that I just am excited about that I like doing. So there's new, you know, there's new stuff, but the main stuff, the main point of the recording is to give stuff. Plenty of Johnny Beaner classics.
Heck yeah.
The balance, because I'm trying to imagine the first, like, back in 2017 was the first time I ever made like a YouTube video of me talking to camera, scripted it and everything, and I can't even watch it, like, because I've improved so much, right? Like, you get better, that's part of having experience. And so what is the balance between just wanting, like, is it painful sometimes to go back, like you were saying, like, some of the jokes are dated and they're old, like, knowing that you're re-recording it, like, what is the balance between replicating what was versus knowing how to, like, tweak things, or, like, even just your own creative process of being like, there's no way I can re-record this. Like, it has to be improved or changed.
Well, the stuff where it's like there's no way I could re-record, like, certain bits just didn't make the cut. But the ones, I mean, yes, to answer your question about it being cringy, yes, listening to the album, it's a great album. You should still buy it. However, me listening to it, you know, and taking notes of it and jotting down the bits was hard because it's like, oh my gosh, this bit, I don't do this bit anymore. And then there's other bits where I'm like, oh, I don't do this bit anymore. And when I did do this bit, it was a lot stronger than when it was recorded here. And so, it was not an easy process, but the last couple of months, I've been reworking it in to my sets just to kind of get ready for this coming weekend and make sure it's as strong as possible. And it has been kind of fun. I mean, you know, it will be very different. I mean, it's kind of like when, you know, like Counting Crows came out with that album of their first album, but it's like reworked. It's all acoustic and the songs sound very different, but it's the same song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'm like the Counting Crows. That's
my totally. Yeah. And I meant cringy as far as the experience of whenever you have to watch yourself. Like you check, yeah. You do air checks, yeah. Or you watch your original work because you can see the difference. I'm not saying your album was cringy. I'm saying the experience as a creative pulling person.
Back. Kristen pulling back, canceled.
Backtracking.
It was funny because we had a comedian coming through the tap doing that months ago, last year, and they tried to explain it to us on what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And we're like, I just don't understand what's going on. Like, what do you mean? And he goes, I'm Taylor Swifting this. We're like, we just all went, oh, okay, we get it now.
So, oh yeah, that's a better way to do it.
You're T-Swifting it.
T-Swift much more it. Concise. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. You're just T-Swifting that new old material. So
that's right. I mean, especially this past weekend, as I like really am honing it down.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that it is. Pretty. I don't want to give a percentage because I'm not sure, but there is a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, I'm personally very much looking forward to seeing it. I love watching you on stage. The way you just, I don't know. There's a very conversational thing about you, and you're very like the relatability is always there. I mean, I've done shows with you, and I've seen audiences of all types just getting what you're talking about as, you know, a dad, a husband, just a person in the world, mm-hmm. and just saying those. Random things you're like, oh yeah, totally. I totally get that. You know, like, and so I'm very much looking forward just to seeing you personally because you're just wonderful. But also seeing you anytime I get to see you do comedy, anytime I get to see you do comedy, that's always a plus too. So
well, and now a very important question.
Well, thanks.
Is how many weeks old is your daughter now?
Oh my goodness! I gotta get the calculator out. She's turning 10 in 3 days.
She is not.
So that's like 120 something.
No.
Wouldn't it be 10 times 10 50, times 12?
You know what? You know what's funny?
Weeks. I'm thinking months.
52.
So 120 months.
She's like five. Wow.
All right, well, we just went off the rails. Johnny Beener, you can find him at The Laughing Tap this weekend, the 7:30 shows at thelaughingtap.com. Thank you for joining us. This was super fun.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And follow him on social media at Johnny Comic.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, is it Lego or Legos?
Oh, that's not even a discussion.
Stay with us. This is As Goes the Scotsman.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
To Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Greg Bach, and now Brian Kelly filling in for Jane Matinere on the board. How you doing, Brian?
I'm all right, man. Yeah. I'm all right.
Just keeping your head above water.
Keep my head above water. I assume that because I am filling in for Jane at this moment, that is why certain technical aspects of the situation are not working properly, even though they normally would be.
She probably sabotaged it specifically as she left.
Again, I blame Jane. Like most things, I do blame Jane. She is an evil, horrible person,
She was leaving, she was waving her arm in the air saying, curse that crazy Irishman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she has this weird, like, evil cackle. Like, it's really good. Like, she's worked on it. Like, she's looked in a mirror and, like, thought about it for a while. Yeah. She's like, I honestly curl in fear inside.
You could just stop it. I fear.
Yeah, I fear.
All right. Well,
I love her. She's a wonderful woman.
She is the best. And so this weekend,
yeah.
I know you're excited.
Oh, I am. I'm bursting with fruit flavor.
We have talked about this many a time since you started co-hosting on Wednesdays with me, that you are a big, as you've instructed me, Lego fan.
I'm an AFOL.
I don't know what that means.
It's an adult fan of Lego. AFLO. That's a for real thing. It's a group.
Is there a Reddit forum on this?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm not on Reddit, but I'm sure there is. And I'm sure it's probably got some real toxic opinions in there too. But I'm an adult fan of Lego.
So why it? Because I did not know you cannot say Legos.
You can say, you just sound like a moron.
But when there's a bunch of pieces on the ground.
Guess what those are?
Legai?
No. that sounds like a pantyhose from the 80s.
No, it's like octopi. It's like when the Latin plural is with I.
Look at all those Lego pieces on the floor.
That was really hard to say. How did you pronounce that again?
Octopi?
No. Lego?
Legai?
Just not saying the S at the end?
That's what we're saying.
I know that's difficult.
We cannot say Legos.
It seemed like you had a difficulty saying it, Greg.
Say when there's a bunch of...
I just said it.
I didn't
you weren't
hear
even
you.
Listening. You weren't even waving to other people. It hurts when you don't listen to me.
Our quizmaster is here in
I understand
10
that, but I'm here right now.
Okay. What do you call...
You don't call him the quizzes master.
Lego.
Lego pieces.
Ugh, that's a mouthful.
Look at all that Lego. Look at all that Lego.
So anyways, we're talking about this because a Lego festival is coming to Wisconsin this weekend. Brickfest Live will be at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee on January 7th and 8th. And the pictures are pretty impressive.
We went to Brick World last year.
Okay. Brick World and Brick Fest.
Yeah, they're different.
Seems like a Fleet and Farm and Farm and Fleet situation.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. You don't want to say which one you like more. You get fights. And you want to get a fight with a Lego fan because they're going to hit you with a long piece and that's going to go right.
They're going to throw them on the ground and make sure you step on it when you have no shoes on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it hurts so much. Yeah, so it's Brickfest Live is like a convention. It's like a Comic-Con for Lego. And builders come from all over the country, all over the Midwest, all over the world. I don't know where they're coming from, but they're going to be coming to Milwaukee, to the Wisconsin Center, the 7th and 8th, which is Friday and Saturday. And you go, take kids, take whomever, take yourself, go by yourself, and see some of the most fascinating builds you'll ever see. These individuals put hundreds, if not thousands, of hours into building, you know, anything from what is the true depth of their imagination, like just a beautiful cityscape that like includes trains and helicopters and people who can fly, and the people can fly through on little strings, or they'll recreate actual pieces of architecture. Like there was one at Brickworld we went to last year. He did all these Frank Lloyd Wright houses.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful.
So my question is, because I'm looking at the pictures of some of these past events, and one, the size of some of these pieces are massive.
Yes.
So for the people who are creating, because obviously there's stuff that's meant for kids and everything, but for the people who are truly like artists when it comes to Lego, these are, do they collect, do they have to self-collect all of the colors and the pieces and the sizes? Because it's not like Lego's packaging these. It's like, here you go. Here's a life-size Darth Vader. Go build it.
No, you have to, you can order the pieces online.
Okay.
You can buy them at the Lego website. You can buy them through third-party dealers. They just opened a store by my house called Bricks and Minifigs, which is a third-party seller. So you can buy retired like sets. You can buy minifigs, you can buy pieces you're looking for. I mean, that stuff is all very readily available on the internet through first and second dealers.
So have you ever built something that didn't come in a set?
No. Okay. I did when I was a kid. I would build stuff.
What did you build as a kid?
I remember, such a dork. I built a walkie-talkie not with an extendable antenna, but just I used to use the movement piece that like pushed it down to the side, because I really loved the movie Die Hard growing up, and I wanted to build a and I wanted to have like my little John McClane walkie-talkie, because back in the 80s we could have fake guns that look like real guns. I had a gun that looked like his, and so I built myself a little walkie-talkie that had a little antenna that went up and down. But now when I buy them, I generally stick to the sets. Yeah, there's something very therapeutic for myself personally that about the sets.
So for people who are going this weekend, are they going just to see, like, is there a combination? Like, you can see the incredible things that other people have built.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably build some of your own stuff. I see a lot of kids. It's like family fun for all ages. And then do you also go with the intention of buying sets? And like, is there a purchasing aspect of this?
Yes, there is. So there's a lot of third-party dealers who go to these conventions, and they will set up their tents, and they will have sets that have been retired last year. There are sets that have been retired 20 years ago. I mean, and you know, you can go there and be like, oh, this set's like 250 pieces. It cost me $150.
Wow.
Because it's been gone for so long, or it has something to do with like Star Wars or something like that. And if I, you know, looking back now, there's two pieces that I wish I would have gotten. Voltron and the double-decker bus.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will have to have you check in next week when you're back to see how it was.
Yeah.
But you can check out Brickfest Live at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee on January 7th and 8th this weekend. We're going to take up another break. And when we come back, Quizmaster. Play along. We're going to do some trivia. It's National Trivia Day. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkie Beiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could insure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin DNR is asking you for help in spotting bear dens. It's part of a study that started last year and will provide new estimates of reproductive rates for black bears in each of the state's management zones. People are urged to report any information online about known black bear dens without approaching or entering them. Wisconsin currently has a bear population around 26,000, with hunters harvesting close to 4,000 each year. The state's residents now have until February 28th to comment on the draft Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan. The current plan, considered outdated, was written in 1999 and then slightly altered in 2007. The DNR says the goal is to ensure the state's wolf population remains healthy and secure while balancing the interests of the public. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night, 123-113. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 35, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows around 30, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, snow likely, high of 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
The questions is here.
The bloke.
We're going to learn a little bit about Quizmaster trivia, the company, but then we're going to play some trivia. Brian versus me versus Greg, and I'm a little nervous because I prided myself on being smart, and trivia usually proves that to be otherwise. So, welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hello. Are you ready to embarrass yourself today?
Yeah, you know, I embarrass myself pretty much every day on this show. So
I've turned it into a profession.
Exactly. So before we jump into the game, but I am excited to play the game, and everyone at home, you can play along. How long have you been doing Quizmaster? And what, I mean, so it's basically, explain what Quizmaster is for
so
anyone.
So Quizmaster Trivia is a company that I founded in Milwaukee. I'm not from here. My little intro may have given a little hint to, but also the way I speak as well. So people tell me I have an accent. I've been doing this since 2006.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a journey. It's had its ups and downs. I started it at one venue kind of unexpectedly, I was in college. I went to Cardinal Stritch University, and I was bartending, as a lot of people do when they're in school. And the pub that I was working at was a British pub. We've been doing the quiz thing in England, like in pubs, for years. Like, I couldn't believe once I started working in a bar that it wasn't a thing yet. And, you know, I was kind of in the right place at the right time. And we, the owner was an English guy as well. And he was like, let's do a quiz night. And it just kind of fell on me as one of the employees there to like put it together. And it was very kind of, looking back at it, it was very shoddy and disorganized. And like, I was drinking way too much while I was running through.
Been there.
Yeah. You know, it was a lot of fun. I did it at this venue for like a year or two before a bunch of guys that came in and played regularly had a friend who owned a different bar. And they kind of approached me and were like, would you be willing to do it there on a different night? It kind of grew from there. And now we have like 60 plus venues in like three or four different states, mostly Wisconsin, but we have some places in Minneapolis, Chicago. We just started doing it in Denver two months ago. So, yeah, I'm kind of responsible. People always ask me, if you weren't going to ask me this question, like, where do you get your questions from? So, because I'm responsible for all the content, so I come up with all the questions. Today's day and age, there's a lot of, you know, technology, and it's not like that at all. It's, you show up with your friends, it's pen and paper, host reads questions, plays music in between, so you can, as my t-shirt says here, drink while you think. That's a registered trademark, by the way.
Well, okay. All right.
Don't steal it, Greg. Yeah.
People come in and play, and it's a weekly event, and, you know, there's prizes for winning teams. There's a prize for the best team name. We've been doing that for a long time because we noticed we get a lot of return teams that actually aren't very good at trivia. Mm-hmm. And so we give them a chance to win something with team names that I probably can't repeat on air.
I was just going to ask you, like, what's the most appropriate, yeah, radio-appropriate team
know.
Name?
I don't know if I can. I can think of some, but they're definitely not appropriate for radio. So that's kind of up to the host to choose. You know, at the end of the night, they kind of read off all the scores and the team names, and the team with the quote-unquote best name gets like a prize as well. So
I want to get to the game quickly because, sure, I don't want to run out of time. But yeah, for as the person who comes up with the questions, mm-hmm, are you yourself impossible to beat when it comes to trivia?
You would think that, right? But there's like an endless amount of trivia knowledge. Only takes one question, like, and just something I've never heard of. And I'm always coming up with new content, which kind of shows me that I don't know everything. Mm. But I've written since, you know, 2006, over 70,000 trivia questions. So, I go back and maybe reuse some old content or update some content because, like, information changes. You know what I mean? So,
how do you have those? Are they all like library cards categorized?
I split them into categories, but like each, you know, I have like a history doc and a geography doc and a music one, and each one has like 7,000 or 8,000 trivia questions in it. So
it's a doc, not an Excel sheet.
No, it's like, like a Microsoft Word doc kind of thing. Yeah.
We're going to run out of time because you're asking about formats.
All right. So we're going to play.
Yeah.
You have 10 questions, yes, mostly Wisconsin.
Yes.
There's no team. We are not playing teams. It's Brian versus me versus Greg. We have little whiteboards, so anyone watching the live stream can see us, that we're not cheating and we're not going to steal each other's answers.
Right.
But obviously we'll have to read it off, to play.
Right.
I don't know what the prize is. It's brain rights.
Friendship.
Board games. Friendship. You guys will go
board games. Yeah. How much time are you going to give us? I think we got 10 minutes till break. So.
Okay. Well, we'll see. You know, some questions.
You just call it. This could be chaos. Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
So right, I've got question. Like different categories. We've got, and like you said, most of it is Wisconsin based trivia. But I've got like food, movie, geography, some sports questions. We'll start with a food question, okay?
I'm still going to win.
Here's the first question. In the 1950s, what Wisconsin food company began using an elf named Fritzy as its official mascot? This is an iconic Wisconsin food brand. They have a location in downtown Milwaukee. Again, in the 1950s, what Wisconsin food company began using an elf named Fritzy as its official mascot? This is the first question, and I thought maybe on the easier side of things.
If that's easy, I'm screwed.
Yeah, when we run our bar quizzes, I do like to make the first couple of questions easy for those teams on the fence, like people that maybe came in and weren't intended on playing. They're like, oh, we know this one. We'll play along. And then you kind of hit them with the harder stuff like
so
later
are
on.
Are we going to do all the questions and then go through the answers?
No, I think we do them one at a time.
Okay. Let's do one at a time. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've just written one answer. Yeah.
All right. What have you guys got? Let's see your boards.
The answer
is you, singer.
Yeah. Brian, what did you have?
It looks like Greg had that one right.
Brian, did you get it right?
He said Keebler, you singer.
Brian's getting all the questions right.
Over here is where the hurricane path goes.
You dork.
I don't think I get it because I said sausages, but I definitely said you line because I do too much politics. All right, so
score is 0-0-1.
Okay, here's the next question.
Did he get it right? I think he got it right.
Did he say Keebler? No, he said Keebler.
Right. No, anybody watching the tape knows I clearly wrote it in afterwards.
Okay.
We've got movie question next. Home to 14,000 people today, Titanic's Jack Dawson, Leonardo DiCaprio, grew up in which Wisconsin town? You guys are writing very fast right now, as if you know the answer to this one. Looks like you both have it on this side. Yes, it was Chippewa Falls.
And fun fact about that movie.
Brian, you didn't get it? Okay.
He mentions in the movie something in Chippewa Falls that didn't exist when that movie took place.
Oh,
1912.
Like a body of water or something.
Mm. Okay, next question. I'm going to give you slightly more time for this because it's five answers, okay?
Jeez.
So it's like when we do this in the bars, sometimes you have these like multi-answer questions.
Okay.
Five answers, 1 point per answer, okay? So if you can get 4 out of 5, you still get 4 points. And I'm doing a little tally over here for those
who can't
see.
Bring tall potatoes.
Okay, here's a question. According to the 2020 U.S. Census, the largest European ancestry groups in Wisconsin hail from which five countries across the pond? Again, according to the most recent census in 2020, taken every 10 years, the largest European ancestry groups in Wisconsin hail from which five countries from across the pond? A couple of obvious ones here because, you know, there's a lot of people with names, like surnames, last names that sound like they are from such and such countries. And then there's probably a couple of trickier ones here. So, again, the five top European ancestry groups in Wisconsin, according to census data. Got your answers in, guys. Let's have a look.
Wait for Brian. Okay.
Okay, these were the answers, okay? Germany.
Yeah.
I think everyone got Germany. Poland.
Yep.
Ireland.
Yep.
I'm doing these in order as well. Norwegian.
Darn it.
Yeah, Norway is number 4, and then England is number 5.
I totally erased England to put in Finland, because...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
I said Holland instead of Norwegian, mostly because I am Dutch. I thought there was going to be more of my grandmother than apparently
and
there
And I'm Norwegian. What's wrong with
you
me?
You missed it. All right, so...
I overthought it and tried to remind myself who was in the European Union, and then... got hung up Turkey. On the fact that everyone calls it Berlin, even though it's Berlin.
Mm. Okay. All right.
So you had 4 and
so
Greg,
my score's
Greg had 3.
Greg, how many you got?
He's also on 5 because he got you singers and you did not.
I got so. Chippewa Falls. Oh,
yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Gotcha.
You're on 5
gotcha,
overall.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a history question for you next. Although the bullet was stopped by his speech in 1912, saloon keeper John Schrank tried to assassinate which former U.S. president while he was campaigning in Milwaukee? There's a little plaque in the Hyatt Hotel downtown that kind of commemorates this incident. So which former U.S. president who was running for office in 1912 was shot by a local saloon keeper, but the bullet was lodged in his speech? A copy of his speech, an I-class case to be specific. And he was actually running on an independent ticket. Aren't you the politics go over there?
I don't think I know as much history as these two do. Because it's probably because they're older than me.
Have we got answers?
I think we all got them.
All right. Teddy Roosevelt was the correct answer.
Yes.
Yep. 1912 election. He was not the Republican because I believe William Taft
correct.
Ran as Republican. And he ran under Bull Moose Party ticket.
Correct.
All right.
All right. Next one. We'll do sports next. So you guys both got that right. Debuting in 1960, the World Championships for what outdoorsy event take place in Hayward, Wisconsin, and offers a $50,000 prize for the winner? I'll say it one more time. Debuting in 1960, the World Championships for what outdoorsy event take place up in Hayward, Wisconsin, and offer 50 grand for the champ?
This is a wild guess.
All right.
Do you know?
What you guys got? We got snowshoe as one answer, curling as the other. Brian, what did you say?
Lumberjack Duffy.
It is Lumberjack World Championships, yeah.
Freaking Sean Duffy for the win.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, Sean Duffy. Ugh.
That's what he's known for.
He's a lumberjack?
He was a real world guy. He wasn't, he's a real world.
Haywood, Wisconsin.
Which is how he got on the real world. He's a lumberjack dude.
Haywood, Wisconsin is also home to the world's largest fiberglass fish sculpture. Did you know that?
I the muskie. Know that.
Yeah,
I
it's on the that. Game, the board game I gave you guys. We have a card in there that's dedicated to that. So
amazing.
Okay. Next question. We're going back to movies here. A scene from what Johnny Depp film was shot inside the Milwaukee County Historical Society, downtown Milwaukee.
Oh my gosh.
What was the name of that Johnny Depp movie? Where they have a giant old school bank vault in there that was used briefly in one scene. A bunch of scenes from that film were also shot in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. as well. It looks like Greg knows it.
I know Kristen. It in the back of my head. Yeah, I would.
Public Enemies it. Is correct.
What'd you say?
The one where he played Dillinger.
Yes, that was.
Several of my friends are in that movie, and I auditioned for it several times, and I did not get in. That's why I don't remember the name of it.
Wow.
Public Enemies.
Bitter. Okay. We're going back to sports here.
Oh, man.
You can't have a sports Wisconsin question without Packers question, right?
Totally. No?
Yeah? You guys are on board? Okay. Brett Favre's first completed pass in the NFL was to whom?
My dad would know
this. It's sort of a trick question. Brett Favre's first completed pass in the NFL was to whom? Packers fans, true Packers fans, probably screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah, that's probably so definitely true. Like we're angering a lot of people.
Okay, what have we got here? All right, Greg said your mother. You spelled mum wrong. I think it's M-U-M.
Okay, get out of my country.
Himself, yes, that is correct. He threw a pass that was deflected and he caught it himself. All right.
Okay. Did you get it, Brian?
No, I did not. I was just
like the role.
You were doing your other job,
but I did.
Producing the show.
My former radio partner was a received a pass from Brett Favre.
Oh. No,
Daryl Ingram. Yeah.
Never mind. I'm gonna get the joke.
Yeah, time for one more.
Okay, last question. Okay, this is going to be kind of related to Wisconsin. Three part question. Okay,
oh,
it'll be quick. Okay, Wisconsin is one of four states whose capital, Madison, is named for a president. Name the three other states. See if you can get a couple of these again. So Wisconsin, obviously Madison, named for James Madison.
You said state.
Yeah, you can name the state or the state capital. Okay. I'll take either answer here because we're kind of putting you under pressure here. So name the states or the state capitals that are named for presidents.
I used to know all of these. We only have 30 seconds.
Okay. You want to hear the answers?
Yeah.
You got nothing. So we have Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh. Okay.
We got Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And then probably the hardest one is Jefferson City, Missouri. Named after Thomas Jefferson.
Feels such a dope.
All right. We're going to have you stick around because I want you to be able to plug the company more. So we're going to take another break. Ryan will be here when we come back. Stay with us. This is Asbos, Wisconsin.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
At waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with Ryan Wickens, founder of Quizmaster Trivia, the bloke who writes the questions. We were playing trivia in the last segment. I think, what was your final score, Brian?
Not good.
Not good. Well, he's doing lots of things, so that's fine. But it is tied. I have 7, and Mr. Greg Bach, you have?
7.
I thought you were going to kill me on this. But apparently, I'm smarter than I thought I was.
I feel like you're just, wow, okay, cool. Hey, what do you call a plural Lego?
That's what I thought. Moving on.
All right, so we have one tiebreaker.
Yes.
To reign supreme, who is the smartest person out of Greg. So,
I hope neither one of us get it.
So the tiebreaker, I was going to make you guys arm wrestle, but that's...
Oh, I'd lose.
Yeah. I was going to say it wouldn't be fair.
Wouldn't be fair.
So the tiebreaker, the answer
is... Ask him how tall Conan O'Brien is.
I will destroy you, all right?
The answer to our tiebreakers, it's the same when you're playing the bars. The answer is a number, because otherwise we could ask questions and you could both get it right, both get it wrong, and we'd be here all day. So the answer is a number. Person who's closest is the winner.
Can you go over?
Doesn't matter if you're over or under. So it's not Price is Right rules. You can go over.
This guy gets it.
And this has been very effective for us. So here's the question. In Fahrenheit, because that's how you do it here, what is the temperature difference between the hottest and coldest recorded temperatures ever in the state of Wisconsin? So if you take the difference between the hottest, say that was 100, and the coldest was negative 10, that would be 110 degrees. What is the biggest difference between the hottest ever recorded anywhere in the state of Wisconsin and the coldest ever recorded? That would be air temperature, not including...
That wind chill?
Yeah, not... It's still a big number. It still gets cold here, by the way, even though it's not cold today, but...
All right.
All right, what have you guys got?
I've got 137.
I have 166.
The correct answer was 169. The hottest temperature...
Kristen, nice.
114 degrees in Wisconsin Dells in 1936, apparently. Record low was negative 55 in Corderay in 1996.
Wow.
So... 114, negative 55. Well,
I'd like
it's a
to
big
think
swing.
That we shared this victory as a team, as a Wednesday team. I'd just like to say thank you, Kristen, for allowing me to... I hate you. That was the second time we've heard that horn today, folks.
All right. Well, Ryan, for anyone who owns a bar or has having a party or any other people who might want to employ your company to come do this kind of trivia, where can they find you and what kind of services do you provide?
So, yeah, quizmastertrivia.com is our website. We obviously have all the usual social channels as well, just at Quizmaster Trivia. We do, like you said, mostly bar events. Like I said, 60 in multiple states, multiple cities. It's a weekly gig. And then we also do private events. So we do corporate events. I'm doing a bar mitzvah in a couple of months' time.
How smart are these 13-year-olds?
They're pretty good. You know, I've been hired recently for a lot of school events, like both high school and elementary. And, you know, the adults are questionable at those events. The kids are pretty smart. So, but yeah, we do all sorts of private events, bar events. We also have two other brands besides our staple trivia brand. We have a feud game, which is kind of like Family Feud.
Okay.
That's kind of similar to how we're doing it here with whiteboards. All this content is like survey-based questions. And we also have something newer. That is bingo, but with music. So music bingo that rocks. It's called Tune Master. So we have Quizmaster, Feud Master, Tune Master. Those are our three brands. And, you know, some places do multiple events a week. Some just do one. But they all kind of bring something different and appeal to different people, different skill sets. And each one is kind of fun, and they have prizes on offer for the winners at all the events. We also do it here in Waukesha at Club 400. Music bingo on Thursdays there, and we do it at trivia at Raised Grain in Waukesha on Thursdays as well.
Nice.
So our website has a full list of the locations. Each event takes about 2 hours. Each event is usually $1 per person to play, and that is actually a tip for your host.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that runs the game, that's kind of an enforced tip for them. So don't forget about them. Every weekday, something is available, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and we're available to do specialty or private events any day of the week at any time. So
that's so fun. And so, how do you find and train different hosts?
And do they have to have an English accent when they do it?
I try not to force them to.
That's all I would do.
You know, people... it's mostly local folks who have played before. A large percentage of people who become hosts are longtime players, and they're kind of getting to a point in their lives where maybe their friends aren't kind of gathering as much as I heard you guys talking about this earlier with how many close friends do you need, and you kind of get older and that kind of dissipates a little bit. But I've had hosts who are like 21 years old, and I've had hosts who are like 60 years old. So it just depends on the personality. And obviously, we just want the most reliable and fun people possible to host the events. It doesn't matter how old you are or any other of those factors. It's just, are you fun?
Yeah.
And do you show up?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
It'd suck if it was like you show up and you were like, welcome to Quizmaster. Here are the questions.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
We try to avoid those people if we can.
So do you just love board games? Like, is it... I know you said the origin story was because you're working at a bar, mm-hmm. and it was an English thing. But in general, do you love games?
We play games at home all the time. Like, we made a game. For those who didn't see, we brought in... my wife and I made this game called Wiscongo. It's a Wisconsin-themed bingo board game that we made a few years ago. Limited copies. You guys have some of the very last copies available. We only made 1,000 of these, and we sold about 900 of them online, and I've got kind of the rest of them kind of sitting at home. But that's a fun game, and there's a drinking element to it if you want it to be. And the artwork for that game was designed by a local artist. We play games all the time at home, and I often get such things as Christmas presents because people don't know what to buy me otherwise. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Mm. Well, this is so fun. So, one more time before we let you go and before we wrap up the show.
Sure.
Website?
Quizmastertrivia.com. Quizmastertrivia.com.
There you go.
Okay,
did I say it right?
Does your wife have a Wisconsin accent?
She's from Appleton, so
there
yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, I go to Quizmastertrivia.com. Trivia.com. Give yourself a good time.
All right, we'll find Ryan Wickens, founder of Quizmaster Trivia, for your next event or your bar. And for us, that will about do it. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, or if you're listening to WXCO, the Chad Holmes Show. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back again at 11 a.m. tomorrow to do it all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the
the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.